You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
We're going to start in Oregon, where a county jail had to be shut down for several hours after a female inmate allegedly started a fire in a holding cell. Why?
She was cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, fire's warm.
Mm-hmm. It is.
This Native American is the correct term.
Yeah.
Right? I'm just making sure. Things change every day, it seems, in terms of political correctness.
Well, what was your other idea?
Well, no.
I'm just wondering.
I just thought I heard someone say the other day that that's not cool anymore.
Oh, well,
Native American?
Yes.
That's the right one.
Yeah. No, it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this Native American lady, Chanel Lee Jackson, was charged with first-degree arson, first-degree criminal mischief, and other counts after the fire was set in the jail.
Just don't say anything John Wayne would have said.
No, I'll try and stay away from John Wayne comments.
Okay.
A sheriff's deputy put out the blaze with a fire extinguisher. Why did she do it? She said, I'm cold. I don't know. I just got cold. I was cold for a while. Wanted to warm up. Set the fire.
Yeah.
According to police, a jail nurse examined her after the fire. It did discover a lighter on her person.
How'd she get that right up her bed?
Native American vagina. She had been arrested for allegedly refusing to pay for items at a convenience store, including a hot dog that she had shoved down her gullet and two beers she drank there and a few cigarettes she smoked in there. Well, she did everything in that store.
Yeah. Wow.
She had a hot dog, two beers, and some smokes?
Yeah.
Didn't pay for any of it. The clerk locked the door to prevent this woman from leaving. So they arrested her. When they got there, the police did. She was booked into the Jefferson County Jail. Charges of theft, trespassing, resisting arrest, and interfering with an officer. Total cost of the item she stole, $14.76.
Mm.
But now she faces charges of arson, criminal mischief, and reckless endangering as well. So she probably would have got out fairly soon.
Yeah, if she wouldn't have done that.
If she didn't set the jail on fire.
Yeah. James, you ever had someone just start eating any of the dogs or anything that were rolling on the...
Maybe once or twice.
Yeah.
It's usually somebody on meth.
Ah, yes.
They come in super high. You can tell they're all drugged out and real twitchy, real itchy.
I'd have to be on meth to eat a roller dog.
No, they're not that bad.
They're not bad. No.
You'd be surprised. I'm never on meth.
Roller dogs?
And I'll eat a roller dog.
Yeah.
I don't mind them. I will never eat one of those things.
There's some stuff at gas stations I would be okay with. The fact that they just sit out there rolling in the public.
Yeah.
That's what I have an issue with.
Well, I completely get it.
Yeah.
But once you let go of that fear and you taste
embrace
it.
Embrace the madness.
You let go of that fear.
The tastiest sausage you've ever had in your mouth.
Yep.
It's an odd fear.
Yeah, hot my dog, public rolling fear.
Gas stations, hot dogs.
Just gas station food in general. Just because I used to work at one, it doesn't appeal to me.
Yeah.
Well, I knew how much care I put into cleaning the roller grill.
Mm-hmm.
As
exactly.
the assistant manager of the gas station.
James. Yes. That's you. I'm sure that's a rarity.
CD your Make own. Sure
I would still go to like a local place. I'm like, oh man, they got the buffalo chicken roll ups. I got to get me a couple of those.
Listen to the sound of that.
It's delicious.
Buffalo chicken roll ups.
It's like a chicken tender that they turned into a sausage, but they flavor it with buffalo style, like buffalo wings.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Put a little breading on the outside.
Roll it until done.
Yeah. Tastiest snack you can get at the gas station.
Roll it until done.
How would you prefer your chicken roll-up rolled today, sir?
Roll it until done.
I always have a question because I feel like some of the... How do you know those are done?
Everything comes pre-cooked. It's just frozen. Yeah. So you have to put it on the grill for so long. So you have to set a timer or you have to remember, I put
because
these on the
grill. Because they all look like they're rolling. I'm like, well, those been there for eight hours?
If you go to a gas station that knows what they're doing, they should have little cards on the roller grill that say, these aren't ready yet.
Oh, I've never seen that.
So you only pick from the area that's ready. Yeah, don't go beyond that sign.
They got a little thing they put in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are good.
You make sure you pull your wieners from the proper location on the roller grill.
Okay. Oh. All right. Well, good to know. Not that I plan on having any roller food.
And I recommend the taquitos more so than like the actual hot dogs.
Ooh, I used to have, it would be only the drunkest of nights, but like there was like a foot long.
You bastard.
With the cheese. The XL?
With the cheese.
You had a foot long gas wiener?
Several gas wieners.
Foot long gas wiener.
You're striking me as a gas wiener type.
Well, it was, I guess, 7-Eleven, so There was bee gas at some of them.
Dude, your toilet must have been devastated after that night.
Well, I had drank a lot, too, so there was nothing.
Double devastation.
Yeah.
Assume those hot dogs have been on there for at least 15 hours.
Oh,
they just
yeah.
look like it.
They do.
For sure. All sure, like shriveling wieners. All 15 hours.
It looks
hours
like a mummified Johnson. It's been on there too long.
Yeah.
But I almost trust those more than the sparkly ones.
Ooh, the mummified ones? No, they're all leathery and like.
Mm. Yeah, but I know they're
confessing
cooked.
To actually
I know
taking
cooked.
A bite out of one, but.
Yeah.
They're overcooked.
They're notorious for making those like stuff that isn't hot dogs into hot dog shaped things. They had a cheeseburger.
Oh, the cheeseburger ones are awesome too.
What is it? What are you talking about?
They have a wiener shaped cheeseburger.
Now these ones
are they
really?
Like a taquito?
It looks like a hot dog. Okay, it looks like a turd. I'm gonna be honest.
All right.
It looks like a turd with corn in it.
Is there pictures on it online?
It looks like a turd with corn in it.
And the corn is
the corn
cheese.
Is cheese.
Okay.
So when you first see it, this is not for a novice roller grill. Mm-hmm.
No. It doesn't sound like it.
A diner, okay?
Picture a zombie's
this is advanced.
Penis.
Yes, the picture of zombie's penis.
Oh my god, it is a zombie.
Heated up in a hot dog bun with some ketchup and mustard.
We went to America last summer and we tried the most amazing
Ooh,
cuisine.
Look at those things.
They have something there called a ham dogger, which appears to be the genitalia of a zombie of some sort.
So it's just hamburger meat that's
yes, rolled in a sausage.
It is not. Yeah. Hamburger meat.
Instead of flattening it into a patty, they shoot
okay,
it into a
whatever
tube.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Roller bites.
It's tube.
Cheeseburger
it's
roller bites.
Ground something.
Whatever it's supposed to
with
be.
With cheese curds.
But they can charge you double the price for that than what they can a hot dog.
Yep.
So there's more of a markup on those. But they are, if you can get past the fact that it looks like you're eating a zombie wiener or a turd.
It's not bad, huh?
It is good.
It does.
It
that's,
is good.
That's it right there, right? Cheeseburger
yeah,
roller
look at
bites.
That roller bites.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
See how the cheese kind of looks like corn.
God.
Look at that one.
That I have no idea what that,
that
is.
That's a guy.
That's
a guy.
Greg made.
That's just some Greg made.
If you ever wanted to fellate a zombie.
Oh, they actually sell molds so you can make your own at home if you want to make your own.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, what if you had a situation where you had
you
no hamburger buns?
You only have hot dog buns.
And you only have hot dog buns.
I trust what I made.
Yeah. And you're like, what can I do?
Lisa, if you made
and I don't feel like going to the store.
Ham-doggers!
If Lisa made
ham-doggers!
A ham-dogger, I'd trust her.
I'll take a cheese-dogger!
Like a one-eyed gas station worker tells me they made me a ham-dogger, I'm not eating it.
They're fresh. It's fresh. I put it on a grill 30 minutes ago.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Ooh, this is James playing the role of the one-eyed gas
station
worker.
Sorry, yeah, you can't hear my eyes closed.
You can't hear the, my eyes
you
closed?
You can't. Well,
I promise you,
right
put it on the grill 30 minutes ago. It's fresh.
Is there corn in there, sir?
No,
look
it's
at
cheese.
That ultimate burger
very
dog.
Nutritious cheese.
Yeah.
It's not like that cheese for the nachos. This is better cheese.
Lisa Way's ham dogger,
I'd eat a homemade ham dogger or cheese dogger.
I'll tell you this. I'd get one of those. I'd get like...
Oh, jalapeno God. Popper cheese dogger.
Like, I'm not going to have you over to my house for dinner and be like, we're having ham dogger.
Yeah! Even if you get it, I'd be like, yeah, at least I want ham dogger.
I'd just be shocked. Yeah,
ham doggers!
Ham doggers, at least away, way! I think the invitation is the crazier
thing. I was going to say, well, I would just be shocked I was at her house.
You invite me over for dinner, at least I'll bring my own ham dogger.
Yeah.
James brings his own roller.
Yes. Ham doggers.
He'll set up his roller. Will's with us on the Dave and Chuck lines. Good morning, Will. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. Ripcord.
Ripcord. You want to speak out about roller products?
Speak out.
Roller products.
Go ahead. Thanks for your call.
You're on the Chuck line, caller.
My big roller.
Hey, oh, Will.
Okay.
He's I work
for
a company that a substantial amount of those roller grill products.
You make the roller products?
Yeah, exactly. The company for makes them.
Okay. You're doing God's work, Will.
Like the cheeseburger ones and the buffalo chicken and all that stuff where it looks like a big elongated chicken nugget.
Yes.
Those types of products. They're actually not as bad as you think. They use, you know, all white meat, all real beef, that sort of stuff.
Well,
but,
you work for the goddamn company, so.
I was thinking the same
thing. What are you going to say? What are you going to say?
Give us some more propaganda.
Yeah,
the roller grill propaganda there.
Come on, roller man.
Big roller hurt us.
Feel like
they
that
make
first.
Roller nugs?
But Will, hey, Will, if you're still listening, feel free to send me a case of those.
Oh,
it's cheese dog, hot dog, hamburger things.
So wait, they make roller chicken?
Roller chicken.
Roller chicken.
Yeah, well, it's kind of supposed to be similar to like the buffalo chicken roller that I was talking about.
Yeah,
that sounds like something you drive in. I'll take
there
the roller chicken.
Right there.
Yeah.
Buffalo chicken. There it is, right?
That's the first thing I went and bought to eat when I went out to Arizona for the Royal Rumble. I drug my girlfriend to the gas station that I used to go to, and I bought two of those.
Was it the one you used to work at?
No, it was...
competing?
I would go to the competitor.
Oh, wow.
The competition had...
Better rollers.
The gas station I worked for launched the cheeseburger hot dogs.
Launched them.
To compete with the buffalo chicken one.
It's a front day of cheese dogs. All hands on deck. All hands on deck by this one.
It was roller food wars where I
worked. Oh, I bet.
Because that was the thing they saw the most profit on was food service stuff. So they're like the craziest and coolest food service inventions they can come up with. They were all about it.
Wow.
Wow. It's a wild time. Never knew of cheese doggers before today, but
it's changed your life, Dave.
It absolutely has.
For the positive.
We have roller turkeys because it's roller giving.
You could be on something, Andy.
Roller giving around here.
Yeah, it's like a turkey dog, but it's covered in stuffing, like gravy that rolls around. And you put like a raspberry
relish.
There's
gravy in it.
Oh. Yep.
It's like in the middle is gravy.
Mm-hmm.
They put the beef around the gravy somehow. Turkey around the gravy. Then it's like a squished on layer of mashed potatoes
crust.
And then it is rolled in stuffing. And then it's
like
roller
Thanksgiving
grilled.
On the go.
That's
turkey
it.
Doggers.
Yep.
You don't have time for Thanksgiving?
Trademark that. I'm not even kidding.
Honestly?
Trademark it and protect it from the gas station I used to work for because they're coming for the idea.
Yeah. Sure are.
Yep. Serve that to your family.
Happy Rollersgiving.
Rollersgiving!
You know what? There's one of those places you used to work at. It's brand
right by
new
your place?
Right
yep.
by my house.
Yep.
I'm going to have to go in there and maybe sell that idea.
You should. Well, you want to talk to the corporate. You need to talk to somebody in the Phoenix area because that's where their headquarters
is. Yeah,
this guy said, I ate one of those cheese doggers at a place a little north of Boston. I didn't even get out of the parking lot when I had to turn around, boot the bathroom door in, and almost crap my pants.
Like I said, it's not for the novice roller grill connoisseur, okay?
It's not.
Yeah. Your insides need to be conditioned to accept some of these delicacies.
Bad. You can't even leave the gas station. You've got to use
Hold on!
Two birds, one stone.
No wonder it's such a mess in there.
It's you know why I hated my life?
It's Roller's Giving. Does everybody have their diaper?
I got to put the food on the roller grill. Then I got to clean up the bathroom after somebody comes in and eats off the roller grill.
Huh. Luke has a comment here. Hey, Luke, how are you?
Zombie peanut.
Good, yourself?
Good. You wanted to speak out about rollers.
Yes, I did. I was at the local gas station late night. It was about midnight.
Uh-huh.
And I was inside waiting for the attendant. He was outside wiping down the gas pumps with a blue rag.
Yeah, the blue rag.
The one. Yeah.
The one they have. Yeah.
The blue rag.
Uh-huh.
And then he comes inside with that same blue rag. And starts wiping down the hot dog roll.
No!
James would have never done that.
That was my employee. I would have wrote him up so
and then
fast.
He smiles at me and just asks me what I need.
Yep. Oh, my God.
The blue rag sounds like a horror film.
It should be.
Rag. Do you know how many things a blue rag October. Can be used
right?
for?
Exactly. Think of all of the
things. Yep. Oh, yeah. Ooh, nice blue rag.
I never anything good.
Just follow a clerk around and he's doing all. He's never lets go of that blue
it's sad,
rag.
But the blue rag is a real thing.
Oh, of course it is.
Oh, I've seen the blue rag everywhere.
You get them, like, 150 of them shipped to you at a time when you buy them.
I have them at my house.
Yeah.
The blue rag.
It all started with a dirty bucket of water.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that. I went to
the blue rag.
I had some time to kill before I met my wife, so I went and grabbed a salad at this, diner type place.
Yeah.
And I saw this girl use the blue rag.
Mm-hmm.
She wiped a spot off the floor. And then wiped the
no,
table.
No, she did. Yeah. Yeah. Did you leave? Yeah. Did you get
she
up
did.
And leave?
I was already three quarters
you were
through
in the
my
middle
salad.
Of the salad.
She wiped the floor. Rag. Something had spilled. She Ooh. Wiped it and then went right to the table with it. The blue rag.
The blue rag. You can drop it in a fish tank and every fish will go tits up in seconds.
Killed an entire aquarium just by dropping a corner of it.
Ooh, spot on your silverware, you say? Well, just let me get the blue rag.
Yeah! Spit shined for you.
There you go, right
courtesy of the blue rag.
Sounds like a criminal organization.
It sure does.
You'll cross the blue rag, I tell ya. Then you got them after ya.
They watched him pleasure himself and finish in the blue rag.
The blue rag!
Took it outside, wiped a gas tank
You can
down.
Wash anything. Your feet. the table.
You can
wipe lipstick off a glass.
Anything you want sanitized.
The blue rag. The blue rag then fell into the windshield wiper area.
And we still used it for food.
They pulled it out. And he cleaned off
that's
the
so
chicken
nasty
fries.
Though that dude was cleaning the gas pumps and then walks yes. inside and cleans
oh
the
God,
rollers with the same blue rag.
Yeah, that's not the appropriate.
That's not no. Oh. No, there's enough blue rags yeah. you could grab another
there's,
one.
There's plenty.
There's well, a but one blue rag.
You're supposed to use a different rag on the roller grill than what you use in on the pumps. You're
yeah.
supposed to use a different rag on the counters and the floors than what you're using on everything else.
Time saver. One blue rag left.
Employees need a shower, huh? We'll just grab you a blue rag.
Oh, God.
And then use it again and again on that.
He squeegeed his windows.
And his balls.
With the blue rag.
Coming this Halloween, the blue rag.
Take that, Jordan Peele.
You see a guy, like, dead with a blue rag in his mouth?
That's how it ends. All right, this is not much better when it comes to food stuff, and we've been questioning food delivery people for months now.
Mm-hmm.
Another nasty thing caught on camera.
Boop.
A DoorDash driver secretly sipping someone's milkshake.
Every time.
That's what
that would
Chuck
be hard
would
to resist if you were a delivery driver.
It's dead. There's a dead giveaway unless you blow it back in.
I'm sure you blow. You suck and blow.
Because if there's okay, anything man. That's up, no, but if there's anything up the straw, you know that they took a sip.
I think if well, there's a straw
use
in
your
there.
Own straw.
Oh,
you would,
you're
yeah,
suspect.
They would take that
oh,
out.
Oh, you take it out. Well, but
we'd why? Still be able to, I don't
well,
know.
Well, here's how this guy did it. News Channel 3 has the story. This is from Stockton, California. Take a listen.
The blue rag.
The blue rag.
Oh, you goodness. Can't watch it on this computer,
I
Dave.
Can. Let's go.
This
here we go.
DoorDash delivery videos. Driver appearing to take a sip oh, of the very milkshake he's about
what a
to deliver.
Douche. Oh, it's got the straw in it.
The Malhotras didn't know what had happened until the next morning when they checked their doorbell camera
well, you
footage.
You should have when you saw
I
the straw.
Over, hey, the guy who delivered the food was sipping
oh, he had
out
it on
of
his
my
face.
Son's cold stone.
Malhotra says he likes buying delivery items, but now he's going okay. to think twice before
right
placing
watch,
his next
watch.
Order.
His face.
I was like, whoa, that's crazy. I mean, how can somebody jeopardize a product? That especially the food.
Well, that kid
it's his
14-year-old
son no. in this doorbell mustache? Security video.
Yes. Yes.
I felt really like disgusted about yes. what had happened.
He tells Fox 40 he enjoyed his cookies and cream milkshake from Cold Stone until the next day when he learned he wasn't the only one who tried his drink.
And then my dad told me to go check out the video from last night. And once I checked it out, I like brushed 5-6 times. And then I felt
keep
really
brushing.
Disgusted.
The Malhotras say they're glad no one got sick from the incident, but the experience left them with a sour taste.
We have a trust between the company and the drivers. Once the trust is broken, we can't, you know, go back to them.
And now all they want is an apology from DoorDash and a promise this won't happen again to
wait
someone
a minute.
Else.
You only delivered a milkshake? Training
and
oh, yeah. You can get just a milkshake
but why?
Delivered.
And,
because it's a
14-year-old
kid.
Little 14-year-old fatty needed a milkshake. Yeah.
The straw was in there. That's your giveaway. He just
exactly.
handed it right
I,
to
I
him.
I agree with
who
you.
Would, you wouldn't, I wouldn't take...
There's two giveaways. The straw's in there, and then there would have been ice cream up the straw.
Right, but as a 14-year-old kid, you probably don't notice that
no,
stuff.
You don't notice
oh,
that.
No, but the parents should know.
He's just like, hey, the doorbell's ringing. That means... My milkshake's here.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all I
the
care about.
Poor fat bastard
and
couldn't
looked,
wait to suck it down.
He looked right into the camera when he did it.
Well, the guy probably knew he was going to get tipped in X-Men cards and lollipops.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Or this kid didn't leave a tip when he ordered.
That, too.
Right? Yeah. So who knows what's going on?
Apology, hey, what you did was wrong. And we want to make sure that he doesn't do that to other people.
He, like, stuck his tongue out with
the homeowner told us he reported the incident
yeah.
to DoorDash the following day and even provided a copy of the video, and they are still waiting to hear back from that company. We also reached out to DoorDash, and we are also waiting to hear back from them.
This kid's going down a bad road.
Yeah,
because
he's got,
you can just get a milkshake delivered. Could you imagine if you could just get a milkshake
oh, yeah.
delivered?
I'm like
as
a little,
kid.
I'm like a 9-year-old with a mustache, and I could just get all
exactly.
my milkshake dreams delivered
exactly.
to me.
Exactly.
One by one.
Your eyebrows go right into your mustache. And you just...
My dad and I only have a real two-seater couch.
Yep.
To do our interviews on.
He shouldn't let that kid just order milkshakes whenever he wants.
No.
But I told you, listen. Keep the fat bastard quiet.
I didn't even know my kids were using these. Like,
yeah, that's right. Trouble.
You know, we'd go that's out bad. And I'd see we get home. There's like a Popeye's chicken container on the counter. I'm like, how in the hell did that get here? And then I found out they'd used it a couple of times.
You didn't really? Get a notification that they were, however they were paying for it?
No, they paid cash.
Oh.
You can pay cash? I thought, oh, well, I don't know.
They
whatever.
Must be able to. They don't have credit cards, and they don't know.
Oh,
I'm
usually
not hooked
yeah.
up to
pay right
account.
On the app.
That's weird. Yeah, I always thought, I didn't know there was cash transactions.
Well, the app they use, Skip the Dish or Skip the Dishes or whatever, must let you pay cash.
Yeah.
Because they don't have credit cards, and they had some cash that they had given from their grandparents, so that's what they used.
I think your kids have credit cards, Dave.
No, they don't.
You never know.
They might.
Stop
They've
it.
They've signed up for it. It's not hard.
They probably have a bigger credit limit than you do, too.
I'm going to look it up now to see if there's such a thing.
Just put my dad's house as collateral.
You can pay with cash.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah.
Maybe you can on these apps. These are like
the other ones
stuff,
I didn't. You had to have your credit card in the...
On file.
Yeah.
Taking a chance and letting someone pay cash when you've delivered food to them already it's a real risk.
Okay. Let's hear from one of these delivery drivers here. I'm not going to name names with this lady just to be safe, but are you admitting you try people's food? Hello?
Is this a voice change or no?
No, I can't say your name, lady.
Food lady.
How will she know
delivery
I'm calling
lady
her? Okay, for God's sake. Amanda, go ahead.
Oh.
I think she changed her
mind.
She
got scared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amanda?
No, she's gone.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, well, no. She's
you're there.
You try people's food?
She's busy eating other people's food.
Yeah.
No.
You don't?
I don't drive for those services, but I know someone that does. It's someone that I work for. I'm a therapist.
Okay.
And I've had someone admit to me that she tries the food all the time to find out if she wants to eat there in the future.
Yeah.
So she's a delivery driver. She's delivering people's food from all sorts of different restaurants, and she will try a bit of their food to see if she should order food from there.
Yes. And the biggest concern is that I've seen kind of the home and the car, and there's definitely some hygiene concerns.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
always.
My God.
Every
oh,
time.
Oh, no.
Every
come on, time. Amanda. That's so sickening. Nasty, nasty, nasty.
Mm. Dude, you don't mind if I take a little lick?
Here's one. Work at a fast food restaurant. There was a delivery person filling up some soft drinks at the machine and sucked the overfilled pop off the top of each of the four drinks.
God. Dude, it's worse than you could ever imagine.
Yep.
And James
the
makes a good point.
Edge
like
of my mustache,
the delivery guys are the ones that fill your drinks. I guess if it's one of those machines that's outside the counter, right?
I still feel if I'm ordering from your restaurant, your employee should be getting everything together.
But no, they don't
the
fill the drinks
should just
for anyone.
Be reaming the food and stuff to me.
Yeah,
like not handling and filling pops or making milkshakes.
Yeah, because I don't want you to touch the lid.
Putting toppings from the salad bar on, like none of that stuff. That should all be handled by the restaurant employees. I feel
you go get a Slurpee.
Mm-hmm.
The guy in front of you tries to grab a lid. He grabs two lids.
Takes his hand and puts the other one back.
Yeah.
Yeah, you skip that lid.
I skip it.
I throw it right away, right?
You guys, I dive into the middle of the lids.
You go way
deep.
I'm a middle lid diver.
I'm a middle person with everything. Like, I get milk from the middle.
That's what I mean. So, like, you got some rando guy just touching all your stuff.
Yeah, it's like a movie theater straw. When you hit the straw dispenser and it spits out, like, five straws.
Yep. It's wasteful.
It's wasteful,
but what are you going to do? This person said, I work in a corporate restaurant that uses DoorDash. Bags and containers are not sealed. Drivers are not trained in food safety at all.
Not only are they not trained, but they just want to eat your food.
Dude, I'd want to eat. I could never be a DoorDash driver.
Oh, God, no. A milkshake? That kid would have got a half a milkshake.
Yeah, exactly. Not sure what happened. It sort of came a little low.
It's the way they did it, kid. You got your complaints with the restaurant.
I'd be smart enough to be able to cover my tracks. Like, these guys aren't even covering tracks.
What are you saying? You'd blow the milkshake back into the cup so they'd know you didn't
drink out
of it?
I'd have two straws.
Oh, you'd bring your own straw.
I'd have two straws and two lids.
Mm. That's how you do
it. I'd at least drink probably a tenth of it.
Yeah.
And then
the backseat of Chuck's car is just full of different lids and straws from all the different fast food restaurants
in
the area.
Yep.
So, Nick, you want to make a delivery confession?
Mm.
Oh, I don't like these.
Hey,
yeah,
Nick.
I used to take chicken wings from people's boxes before I got to their houses.
Yeah, with your fingers.
Yeah.
with your dirty Nick fingers?
No, I didn't use my fingers. I kept a fork.
Oh, neat.
Oh, okay. So, that's kind of you, I guess. Let me ask you this. What if I ordered 12 wings and then the food shows up, there's only 11?
It was by weight, not by count.
Oh, so they'd order like 2 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody's going to.
Yeah, so it was like so many ounces. And
and you'd take just one wing? Or would you dive
just
in?
Just one.
Just one wing per order?
Yeah, you can't make it noticeable.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to have restraint.
And there was no guilt involved. There was no kind of moral issue.
No. It was like, if I couldn't get a chance to stop and eat, you know, I had to survive.
Yeah, that's right.
Survival. I mean, I guess I'm not happy with it. I don't approve of it, but it's better that he used a fork and he wasn't digging his Nick fingers in
there.
Yeah,
he just happens to have a fork on him.
Oh, you think that's BS?
Yeah.
I
used a fork and I only took one. More like you ate like 3 or 4
with
and you
use
your fingers and you lick your fingers after each one.
Yep. When I heard about these services, I thought it was the most magnificent thing.
Yeah,
but I was living in a different time back then, you know, about 8 months ago.
Yeah,
and everything's changed. You know,
it all has changed. People have a ton of tech from me, and they don't use it anymore because of discussions we've had on the show. Another delivery confession now from Steven. Hello, Steven. How are you?
Hey, what's going on?
We're okay, man. What do you have to tell us?
Yeah, I do the delivery dash, and I eat everyone's food. It's good.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes people don't tip me that well, so I eat a slice of pizza or...
How can you take a slice of pizza out of my pizza without me noticing?
That's easy.
Hey, you know, they don't really look at the pizza before I give it to them.
Oh, I look at a pizza that's missing a slice, you jackass!
Well, no, but by the time he drops it off, and like you saw, they've been trying to get a hold of this one driver, they haven't heard anything back.
They don't even know who they got working for.
I don't think they do either.
You know, I just when I drink the milkshakes, I'm like, my milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
All right. You're a nasty mother effer.
That's still re-justicing that song?
Yeah,
oh,
probably.
Man.
Yeah,
the guy who showed up with the baby, with my food, the one time I did this, he's wearing what originally was a white t-shirt.
Yes.
Had been stained yellow body fluid. Just over time, like the whole thing.
Of course it had.
Yes.
A year in yellow. Many times.
As if it was pissed.
Someone said, after the story you did on the balsa, remember the guy who dipped his balls in the salsa?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They've been out since then. Remy in Fort Myers said, I ordered a few weeks ago, super hot girl delivered. I was taken aback when I opened the door. I've tried a few times to get her to come back with no luck. Keeps ordering food.
For some reason, like, I don't know why, I would never suspect a hot chick to do that.
She quit after one night.
Yeah.
You know.
Used to be a manager at a restaurant. I won't say what it was, but I witnessed a driver take the drinks and food that someone had ordered into the bathroom with them.
What? Well, I don't want to get...
Got to keep them safe.
I don't want it to get stolen, so I'll put it right here on top of the toilet paper dispenser.
Erp, dropped it. Better put it back in there.
Oh, no. A driver poop.
Oh, no.
Poop before you pick up.
They don't always think like that.
Chances he washed his hands?
No.
Zero.
Christine, you've seen something nasty with the delivery driver.
The other day going to Trader Joe's the other day. There's a Petco right next door.
Oh, yes.
So getting out of the car, glance over, and there's a woman getting out of the car. Big DoorDash, not DoorDash, a food delivery company, sorry, that just sitting in the front seat.
Yeah.
And look in the back seat, there's car seats, a kid, like 6-year-old kid with a backpack, and she's going into Petco. And all I could think of is every time I've gone into Petco, you can hear the crickets and things that escape, like little animals and that sort of thing, dog food, grain moths, and a cooler or a heater of food floating around with it.
Yeah.
And she's got stuff to do. So wait a second. Hold on. So I'm ordering food from you, and you're making a couple stops along the way?
I know. I have to get crickets from Petco all the time.
Yeah.
I got to get my crickets.
Got to get your crickets. I assume that. The food's never hot. It's not like they rush it right over. And it took they took that guy with the barefooted baby and the yellow shirt, like, took him like 3 hours to give me
my
food.
This person had a disabled delivery driver, so She told me I had to come out in the snow to her car to get my food. So much for DoorDash.
Jesus, well, she's to say
road
so.
Dash.
Road, a road dash.
A road dash.
Driveway dash.
Service.
Yeah.
Driveway dash.
Road.
You got to dash from your door to the street.
Yeah,
you, get
it. You do.
Come out. Better put your shoes on.
So this guy said he ordered a pizza and a slice was gone.
Yes.
And the guy, the delivery guy, tried to tell him it was by weight.
It was by that pizza's by weight. That's how they do that. That's
right, my dad. But
what did you say? I have a pepperoni on my cheek. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, man.
I don't know how that got there.
Am I redfish?
Oh, by weight.
I ate a salad that I'd ordered from one of those places, and I noticed there was way less chicken on it than normal.
Yeah.
And the driver looked like a crackhead, too. He ate most of your salad chicken.
Oh, yeah. With his hands. His cracky hands.
His cracky
if he
hands.
If he didn't just put his mouth.
Oh, yeah. Just eat it like a, just
on
an
the
animal.
Run.
Yeah, you know. Your hands are full.
Oh.
I don't think these are going to last. These services.
They
no,
better,
I don't
they
think
better
they
shape
will.
Up, man.
Because they just don't. Listen, it's people who probably can't make it at Lyft and Uber.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
You know, the only way that
Dude,
I could
you're
see
this.
You're
probably right.
Right? Listen, it's both. They do both.
The only way I think I'd ever sign up for this is if a company was like, you can watch on camera your food.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they're driving. There's a camera that's on your food the whole time. And you're like, yep, my food's good.
I would watch it every time.
Yeah, you see it from beginning
fine.
To end.
You see it from beginning to end. Your
cam.
Food's right there. And then they give it to you.
We're DoorDash. Wash your food.
On our dash cam.
On our dash cam. Game changed.
This guy says, delivery
Trademark
confession. I've done delivery catering, and I would stop beforehand with the food and just dive right in. I'd even make whole plates for myself.
Mm.
Well, no one would know if you're doing catering.
Right.
Dude, it's awful.
It's so much food.
I swear, I was like, I was so stoked because I hate going and getting food.
I, know
I like
do.
When it comes to
I
me.
Know you do.
But that
I'm
baby,
sorry.
That baby.
The baby, I know. And that yellow shirt.
That yellow shirt.
Of all the stories we have, that's probably the least offensive. There was just a baby in the car.
Oh, is it?
I know
yeah,
you
right,
don't
exactly.
like it.
A dirty
no
baby.
One took a sip foot, or grabbed a
dirty
nugget.
Dirty barefooted baby. Sitting right by my delicious
kicking
food.
And kicking.
Just kicking and kicking.
Coughing and sneezing.
Dirty hair.
Yeah, they say there's many drivers who can't make it at Lyft and Uber because their car doesn't meet their requirements, but they are able to drive for some of those delivery services.
That makes sense, because this car looks like what they drive in Terminator 1.
You're right. Like, if you were going to do a driving service, the money's in picking people up and driving them somewhere. But if your car is going to just get you negative reviews right off the top... Well, food doesn't complain.
Mm-mm. No, they don't even see it half the time.
You're right.
Uber Eats will just, they'll do both.
Yeah. And I've never done that one either, Uber Eats, but that's still, I'm just so skeptical now.
Mm-hmm.
That baby was dirty.
I know.
Oh, I drive for Uber and did Uber Eats one night. No one tips. There's no money in it at all, like $5 an hour.
It sucks. Well, I understand because does it cost more right off the bat for you to get it?
Yeah.
So
people assume that the
people
driver,
assume that you're getting a cut of that.
Yeah.
So they're like, F you, man. Like
yeah,
that thing is normally $12 and I just paid $18 for it. So I'm not tipping you.
A lot of these companies, by the way, are getting into packaging that's sealed. They've realized this, that, you know, places like McDonald's and stuff, they realize that they don't deliver, but they use third party services.
Yeah.
And so they'll use bags that can seal completely when they deliver your food. So maybe that's one way around it. Although we did see a video where a guy had some of those stickers in his car. He opened it, took something, put one of the stickers back on it. We saw that too. People can find way around it.
We'll find a way around it. It's not until we get like you have a personal little key that you wear around your neck for everything that's locked up that delivers
you. Fingerprint.
Yeah.
It's your fingerprint.
Oh, it's like a lockbox, right?
Yeah.
Your food's, I mean, that's too expensive. And how much are we going to pay to get food delivered? If it has to be in a lot. Just get off your damn ass and go drive and get the food.
Well, what if we join the app? You pay for, like, a box. Like, you pay a deposit on the box. So that way, there's always a box in play. When they come and they deliver it to you, they text you, like, a key code. You put that key code in to unlock it, and then you get your food out, and then the delivery driver
takes
that box.
A nerdy hacker will hack into your box. And
that's right. And then
he ain't hacking my box.
Dude. Yeah.
That's true. I've hacked his box.
Oh, you hacked the hell
this
out
box
of
is unhackable. Bangable, maybe. But hackable? No, thank you.
Not so much. Mm-hmm. Yeah, more people say the places they've ordered from, they use a zippered bag. Oh, it's just a zipper.
Yeah, what does that mean?
A zipper can be opened and closed, my
friend.
Where
would I do to get these delicious chicken wings? I guess I could just unzip it.
I wonder if it's one of those things, it's almost like a zip tie where it goes one way, and then the only way to really get into it is you have to destroy it after that. That's what I would want. Idea. I'd want something that, like, if it is opened, it's destroyed, and you can tell.
You know who always puts it on lockdown? Chinese food places.
Ah, of course they do.
It's always staple.
Staple.
Yeah, you ordered it, and you can't even get in.
No.
Yeah.
And I was ripping my fingers on their damn staples.
Yeah, that is crazy. They do staple it.
They've always been, for years, they've put it on lockdown. Dude, they knew.
They'll staple the boxes all together, those little boxes, and then they'll put a plastic bag over it, and then tie it in that crazy triple knot or whatever it is. Never get in their food.
Nope.
Yeah, they got to figure
good
it out.
Good rack!
As much as I'd love a milkshake to be delivered, that's one thing I'd never consider ordering, like the guy in this story. The kid that ordered the milkshake that was sipped on by the delivery guy in California.
That poor kid.
I know, that poor kid. It's nasty, but I would never order a milkshake for delivery.
Yeah, he doesn't know.
I've got to warn my kids, though. Like, never order beverages, or...
Yeah, they're going to get drunk.
They're going to get... Someone's going to sip their drink.
So gross.
I could easily drink 1/10 to 2/10 of a milkshake without anyone knowing.
I know you could.
And cover my tracks.
How? You'd see that it wasn't full.
Well, sometimes they're not.
A lot of times they're not full. You just go with that. I'd also might even be so crazy to bring my own whipped cream.
People are...
Oh my God, you sick bastard.
People are so weak of mind.
Then just eat your own whipped cream.
I don't want whipped cream. I want your shake.
So you'll fill it up with your whipped cream.
Yep.
God. You sick, sick man.
That's diabolical.
That is. He's like an evil delivery villain.
You wanted to know how it would be done. Yeah. I will tell you.
Chuck Dash.
He is like a super
Chuck
villain.
Chuck Dash! Don't use Chuck Dash. Yuck.
It might feel a little light, but I assure you it's full.
That is how the shake came, my husband.
Little cherry on top.
I bet you want it still, don't you?
Bastard.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
There's a police officer in New York City who has grown up playing video games, and the fact that he's a gamer is being credited with how he was able to help save the life of a teenager. The story on this one now from WPIX-TV.
A New York City cop uses his training and gaming skills to find a missing Manhattan boy.
I saw the app and I realized that if he has this on his phone as well, then there's a chance that I could get through to him this way.
Officer Gary Strubble, who's been working with the NYPD for 3 years, says his social media skills kicked in while responding to a missing kid call at a family's home on the Upper East Side.
We looked around to see if there was anything that might help us, and I noticed that his computer was open with an app that I recognize.
The app, Discord, allows users to communicate with others while playing online games. Officer Strubble uses the app.
I've been playing video games since I was a little kid.
He was able to connect with the missing 15-year-old right away once he logged on.
I don't know exactly if he's going to come home or not, so it's kind of a little grace period where you don't know what's going to happen. You're kind of just hoping.
Police say he told Officer Strubble he was at a nearby Shake Shack.
Asked him.
That's where you'd find me.
He would come home. I told him I'm at his apartment with his parents. And we're just worried about him. I let him know that I'm just a normal guy. I play games just like him.
The family eagerly waited to see if their little boy was going to come back home. And after about an hour...
He came home. It's always great when you get these kinds of jobs, especially when it's involving a child, when they do come home. I was able to do it with something that isn't something we're exactly trained on.
Officer Strubble, who's now being called the Gamer Cop, says he never thought his off-duty hobby would help him save a life.
I was very happy that he came home. I was ecstatic that it actually worked and that he believed me to come.
You know what's crazy? So he had a phone.
Yeah.
He had a phone. I have a phone.
Yes.
My kid has a phone.
No, your kid's not going to answer your call.
So that's just it? He was intentionally then not... Like, he wasn't lost. He was just intentionally
ran away.
Answering because he was trying to get that Shake Shack.
He's like, listen, I will go live at Shake Shack.
That was
that
his plan.
That is fine.
He'll start a new Shake Shack life.
I'll get on Discord.
I'll play my video games.
So that's why he was like, you don't sound like a cop. Did you see like the message?
Yeah. You don't seem like a cop to me.
Yeah, he's got all kind of, he's got a little bastard kind
of. Yes.
I'm pretty skeptical. You're no police officer.
Like, honestly, if my kid, who I've given a phone to, does not respond to me, oh my God. I mean, like, his PlayStation would be, he'd find it in the bathtub.
Of course, but he ran away, so he's not going to respond to you. And he's suspicious of everyone who's messaging him.
Can I see your badge and rank, please?
It's different when you ran away, Chuck, and no one knew. No one even realized.
Yeah, exactly.
There was no cop trying to
find. I didn't have a phone.
That's so sad.
You know what I mean? No, they just thought I was. Well, that speaks to, how much my dad cared.
One less mouth to feed.
Chuck's been dead for 2 years.
No one knew.
I don't give it. It was like me and two other people were like, no one cared about any of us.
We've waited and waited.
That was the '80s.
No one ever came.
Someone will come for us, I'm sure. No, it wasn't that. It was like,
they're sitting around, they're crying their eyes out. Where is he? Where did he go? Why in the world did he leave us? He's probably going to make something of himself now. We'll never hear from him again. Change his name. Never come back.
I strolled in at about 9:45. They're like, oh, hey, Charlie. Guess I just didn't quite wait long enough.
No,
I guess
you should probably. I guess I had to wait overnight or something.
Or you would never
know.
Do that. You didn't want to be uncomfortable.
It's just wild because, like, so my son, he's playing like basketball at one of his friends' houses, and you know it starts to get dark out, and then I got someone just pacing around the house, and like, I was like, it's dark, the lights are pacing, I'm like, he's fine, you know, but like, I guess we care about him.
Yeah, you do.
Our parents, they were in a different world. They had their own stuff going on.
I was literally just talking to someone about how different it is now, where parents are afraid to let their kid, who's like a decent age, ride their bike like a mile. They would never let him do it.
That's crazy to me.
They would never let him do it. And when I was young, I would just be like, I'm going over to Matt's house. I'm going to take my bike. Yeah. We were gone forever.
Oh, I see.
We were miles away on our bikes.
Yeah.
On dirt paths and in the middle of forests and all sorts of stuff. No one cared.
My parents never even asked me where I was most of the time.
No,
like, you'd say you're going out, like,
care.
All right.
Yeah.
But when you got back, you didn't have to, you know, give them a full report of your day.
No.
There, so he's here.
Yeah, no, now cared. It's like you got to find out whether, like, who their parents are. Is their house, is their house clean? Are they a disaster? You know what I mean? There's all these different.
I think it's because of the fact that all these perv stories are out there, right? Like, people freak out.
Yeah, but there was, I'm convinced there was just as many pervs.
We just hear about them more now. There's more ways to hear about them and get crazy, right?
Yeah.
There's just as much going on.
There's so much information.
I think it's a battery commercial. Have you ever seen that battery commercial where that chick's got her kid and he runs into the woods? And she's like, "Oh, Billy! Billy!
Seen it.
No! No! Billy!
Sorry, go into the woods."
But luckily, they microchipped the kid.
Oh, yeah.
With the power of Duracell or whatever.
Is this the one you're talking about? Duracell?
Yeah, I think so.
Brickhouse.
If you think all batteries are the same, consider this.
It was turns it back for a goddamn minute, and Billy just...
Kevin, can you hand me...
It turned to panic in an instant.
Kevin!
And everything depended on a brick house child locator.
Get out!
Packed inside of your locator.
Oh, he's not in the bag!
Battery brick house trusts.
Get out!
Even if you hold
it,
you still have to work. Duracell. Trusted everyone.
Where did that kid go, by the way? Did he see it? Because he came back with a red balloon.
One red balloon so on a string.
Oh, and the best part is, she's like, oh, yay, I found you. And the truth is, I would have come through with a flying clothesline.
Exactly.
I'm like, oh, Kevin, you little son of a bitch!
Oh!
Kevin, you're going to pay for this!
What are you doing? You little son of a bitch! Boom, DDT!
Yeah.
my dad's commercial would have been different too.
Oh my god! Man. Imagine I was at a park with my parents and I was like, "Skididoo!"
And the Breister had to go into the woods to get you.
He would have tied a rope to me.
But you're right. He came back with a creepy red balloon. What so who did he that? See? And yeah. What happened to him?
Yeah, exactly. What happened in those? Well, Kevin's got
a guy. He was touching me.
Yeah,
right.
Oh, Kevin. Oh, thank God for Duracell and therapy.
I don't understand. So wait, like the kid has a device on him?
Yeah.
Like a kid locator?
Yeah, it's like a chip.
They do have those.
They have
right?
it for dogs, and yeah, I know they have it for dogs.
But they
and
don't
cats.
Implant it in the kid. It's just something that he wears.
A watch or something he wears.
No, like when I went to get a phone, this is a couple years ago. They were really trying to upsell me. They were like, "So, sir, do you have kids?" And I was like, "Yeah, I got a couple kids." They were like, "These wristbands will keep them safe." I'm like, "If they run away, they run away." But no, they were really trying to sell me on these wristbands.
Yeah.
You know, because they're like, "Well, if a perv takes them, then you'll know exactly where the body is."
Yeah. unless they take the thing off them.
Yo, yeah, that's right. Right. Yeah. And that was my point.
I
want to
see
guy.
If they show it in here.
Consider this. It was a beautiful day in the park.
Kevin, can you hand me
that turned to panic in an instant.
Oh, Kevin!
Everything depended on a brick house child locator.
Kevin!
Packed inside every locator was the only battery brick house trusts. Duracell. So even if you hope you live after you, it still has to do with
clowns.
Duracell. Trusted everywhere.
What's the guy with the bird? He was touching people on the leg.
Kevin!
He gave me a balloon. It was a nice trade, I thought.
It was a clown with a lot of scars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he was touching people on the leg.
Yeah, I just think they should have played this.
Come on!
Yep.
Kevin's gone. Poor little Gabby.
Yeah, he's a little bastard, though. And he just disappeared right away. She's like, "Have a good day at the park, Kevin." And he's like, comes back with a red balloon.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
That's terrifying.
Kevin was like 12 years old, and she had a stroller for him.
Yeah, what's up with
that? No, he wasn't 12.
I was like,
Kevin about to graduate high school. It looked like
stop it. Exactly.
Look, he's a little guy.
I know.
He looks too big for a stroller, though. I will say
that. Way too big for a stroller.
He drove them there.
Oh, really? Exactly.
He's got a real dumb haircut.
Yeah, he does.
Why's your stupid hair?
Probably why you ran away to hang out with the hobo.
Where's your stupid hair? It's an old man with a stick. And he gave me this balloon.
Yes, he did. Kevin!
Thank God Kevin's okay.
Duracell!
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.